Freddie Bell in the morning, Chantel in the morning, Twin Cities, good morning. You are now locked in with the best. The sound of the city that's a bad. North side to the south side. Locked in 89.9. Get your day started with the right team. Freddie Bell, Chantel, baby, what a dream. All the hottest music, and we got the tea. Take a sip every single morning of the week. 6 to 10, your radio is blazing. What you expect, be the people station. So go on today. And make sure you tune to KMOJ. It ain't none better than this. Been rocking in the city since 76. Hits what we get, Fitzgerald the King. If you agree, let me hear y'all sing. Freddie Bell in the morning, Chantel in the morning, Twin Cities, good morning. 89.9, wake up, work out. Freddie Bell in the morning, Chantel in the morning, Twin Cities, good morning. 89.9, wake up, work out, come on.
Good morning to ya. It's Friday, a pretty Friday too. It's the third day of May 2024. Good morning, Chantel Singh.
Good morning, Freddie Bell. How you feeling, friend?
Unbelievable. The sun has a way of changing dispositions. Glad to be alive on a bright, pretty day like this.
Yes, indeed, indeed.
What's the color of the day?
Well, since the sun is out being beautiful, how about we try mustard yellow? Match the sun today if you can.
All right.
That's a lot of yellow. That's a lot of brightness, huh?
Indeed. Indeed.
Shout out to Minneapolis and St. Paul. Thank you guys both for waking up with the morning team. We appreciate you.
We really do. And here today's words of the wise. Use your mind as a tool. Use critical thinking, creativity, and problem-solving skills to overcome obstacles, achieve goals, and make informed decisions. Did you know that your mind is a valuable resource that can be cultivated and used to its fullest potential like any other tool? I know that by exercising mindfulness, learning continuously, and applying knowledge judiciously, we can leverage our minds to enhance our personal and professional lives. Today is a reminder of the importance of intellectual empowerment and self-reliance in shaping our destiny and realizing our aspirations. Today's words of the wise, use your mind as a tool. And did you know that today it's National Raspberry Popover Day? I'll let that sit with you.
I've never had that.
Oh, well, it's kind of like a Pop-Tart, but not. Mm-hmm. It's sweet. It's eggs, flour, butter, salt, and all the rest of it. And, of course, raspberries. Check it out today. And if this were Saturday, it would be May the 4th. And tomorrow, people all around the country are celebrating May the 4th. Be with you, Star Wars stuff.
Oh, gosh. Oh, man. Threw me off. I don't. May the 4th be with you.
That's right. Something. That's right. Christine Tucci-Osorio is with us, the esteemed superintendent of ISD 622. Are you a Star Wars fan?
You know, against all the joy of my brothers and sisters, I am not. Uh-huh. They all think I'm crazy, but I've never been into the Star Wars movies.
Neither. I don't think I've ever seen a Star Wars movie. Not one.
Well, the Star Wars that are out now is a millennial thing for the last 20 years, but the original Star Wars goes back more than 30 years, and that's not what people are talking about when they're mentioning May the 4th these days. But we're so happy to have you with us this morning. As I mentioned, Superintendent of Schools for District 622, we welcome you back for our chat with Christine. You see what we did there?
Yeah, I saw it.
Always great to be back on this gorgeous, sunny, sunny morning. It's delightful out.
So how are things shaping up for the end of the school year?
Oh, my goodness. Well, here we are. It's May, and things are so busy. May is just always one of the busiest months we have in our school years. You know, think about all the fun events that we have, everything from awards banquets, community service projects. Our North High School in North St. Paul, they have a day where the entire high school is out doing community service, which is pretty cool. And then we've got school carnivals and student performances and, of course, graduation ceremonies just around the corner. So many amazing things happening. It's a very, very busy time.
Well, it's funny that when you say the wrapping up for the end of the school year, it's just funny to think about the fact that that's even a thing right now. But it sounds like you have a lot going on in the news lately. We've been hearing a lot about school districts making budget cuts. What can you tell us about that specifically?
Yeah, that's been really tricky. You know, it's in public schools in Minnesota, everywhere, are really going through some challenging times. You know, think about in our house, when we buy groceries, everything is costing more right now. Well, that inflation hits businesses and school districts alike as well. And of course, you know, costs for everything have gone up. Fuel and energy costs, curriculum, supplies, and labor contracts. So, you know, last year, the state actually increased funding for public schools, which is great. But those increases just haven't even been enough to cover our inflationary costs. So for most school districts, mine included, close to 90% of our budget are spent on staff salaries, right? Because you can't run schools without people. And so anytime you have to, like, tighten the belt and cut spending, we end up having to do some employee layoffs, which is really tough, especially because, as you know, like, school staff are already stretched pretty thin, and, you know, there's a shortage of teachers and others and such. So it's really hard when we have to do some budget reductions. And, you know, I always like to remind people, as school districts grapple with these cuts, emotions can run pretty high. You know, hopefully our Minnesota communities can just keep that in mind, that those are never budget decisions are never easy. And, mm-hmm. and, you know, those district leaders and school board members, like, they run for office because they want to help out. So hopefully everyone can show them a little grace out there. You hear all these stories in the news about school board meetings and people getting pretty emotional and intense. But, you know, it's really hard. We have school board members who don't want to do the job anymore around the state. We've lost a lot who've resigned in the middle of their term. So just trying to help everyone, give everyone a little grace out there.
Yeah, it's got to be tough, you know, especially with you know, saying employee layoffs become inevitable. It's got to be a scary thing as well. So I'm just hoping that it all works out as far as that goes. But let's talk about prom. It's got to be an exciting time. Spring prom is the time for golden prom, spring prom. I remember, man, prom seems like forever ago, but I remember like it was yesterday. I had a custom made dress. It was all black, long, made with lace and I think some satin and that kind of thing. I was so nervous at prom. I know, I remember that. I sat down the whole time.
Oh my goodness.
I never got up.
The kids and their outfits are so creative. It's so much fun. Absolutely. Interestingly, you know, one thing I always worry, like at graduations over the years too, I look at the high heels the girls would be wearing, and I remember they'd walk up on stage and I'd always worry that they're going to trip and fall. Lately, the kids are wearing more practical shoes, which is kind of fun. I mean, they're definitely just seeing a trend in kids' shoes and attire, that they're getting more practical footwear. You know, one thing I got to mention about prom, you know, in my school district, we have a golden prom, and it's for senior citizens even. I got to tell you, there's been years we've had up to 400 people attending. You can imagine. Wow. And we bring in a live band, like the big band era, and they dance and they dress up. We even have, you know, the balloon arches and the photo booth, and it's just a really amazing thing. And our high school students host the entire event. So they sit at all the tables, and they serve all of the senior citizens, and then they dance with them. It's really a cool event.
Wow, that sounds really amazing. You got a band, photo booth, and lots of dancing.
Yeah. I got to tell you, though, our coordinator of the whole event, she has had to do the Heimlich maneuver a couple times during the lunch.
Oh, man.
Wow. Over the years, it's terrible.
No.
I know, but golly, it's a fun event. It really is cool.
That sounds like it's too much fun going on.
I know. It really is. It really is.
I love that. That is really cool, though. So do you find that the Golden Prom, are most of the attendees student or parents and grandparents of the students?
No, they're generally people in the public. We have a lot of programming through community education for, you know, senior citizens who come in and do classes. They play bingo. We've got a quilting group. We've got a lot of folks who just, you know, do a lot of social gathering at our senior center. And I know our friend Freddie Bell here knows that area very well because his wife used to work with us in those programs. And it's quite popular. It's really exciting.
Yes, Meals on
the
Wheels.
The different ages together is really cool.
It's a lot of
fun. Meals on Wheels, Freddie, right?
Yeah, Meals on Wheels. And you would be surprised at the number of people who come through who are served through that program, but they all get together and they have a lot of fun, let me tell you. Card, as you mentioned, card playing.
Oh, they do. It's quite a delight.
Dominoes.
It really is.
Dominoes.
Yes. Oh, yes. They play all the games. And I remember when COVID first hit and, you know, we had to try to do more social distancing. We tried to get iPads and things so that they could keep playing bingo and doing things from their homes with each other. That was really fun.
Wow, that sounds good. Sounds good. Christine Tuccio Sotio, Superintendent of School District 622. Any final thoughts today for our listening audience?
Oh, yes. I've always got a couple thoughts. I'll just say this. Monday, May 13th, we are having a multicultural fair at North High School in North St. Paul. Everyone's welcome. Lots of fun, student performances and food. And, of course, if anyone's looking for summer jobs, we've always got some opportunities available in our school district and around the metro as well, because we keep programs going all summer. So definitely check out our school district pages and see what we've got available for jobs.
Sounds good. Well, it's always a pleasure to talk to you and to keep us up to date. I'm really excited about this prom, the student prom and the senior prom. I think that's so cool because I know there's a lot of people
that
may have not.
I'll send you some pictures or stop by and visit.
Yes.
You're always welcome.
Oh, okay. I don't know. It sounds like it's a little too much fun
for me. It is
really
fun. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
You guys
well,
have a great
you so
Friday.
Much.
You too. Thank you so much
yeah.
for being
thank
with
you.
Us.
Yep. Always a pleasure. Take care.
You too.